your reaction to the verdict?
We had 12 jurors who considered all the evidence. They rendered their verdict. Obviously, we don't agree with all of their conclusions, but I think there's issues on appeal.
Can you talk about those?
Well, the big issue on appeal is the judge's limitation with respect to the question of official duties. From the get-go, this was a chase that never should have happened. We never should have been where we are, but we were here, and the judge foreclosed the arguments that we had advanced all along. And I think that that's a decision with which we disagree. And I think that given some of the appellate case law and decisions that ultimately appellate courts may disagree with that as well.
It must be somewhat disappointing, though. The jury was out for quite a while, and it seems like they were on this intent charge, the top count charge, for quite a while as well.
Well, I think most of you and just about everybody who was in the courtroom thought that their first note was their verdict, because I don't think anyone expected that a jury would take the time that this jury took to look into those things and to examine all the issues and to weigh everything carefully. I think everybody expected that there would be a verdict of guilty on all the counts, and that that would come within a matter of minutes, if not an hour or so. And the fact that it took them almost 16 hours to come to that conclusion, I think, shows that this was not nearly as clear-cut a case as everybody wanted to make it out to be. And the fact that they acquitted him on one of the charges, I think, shows that they took into account things. I also think that there's an appealable issue with respect to the attempted aggravated murder count. I don't think that will stand.
What does this say about the jury, that they took this kind of time to really listen to your arguments and weigh them?
What it says is that we did a great job in selecting them.
What was your client's reaction as this was read out loud?
This was no surprise to him. I mean, you know, he knew all along that this could be the outcome. Everybody wanted to know why he didn't just plead guilty. Why have a trial? Why do that? But this shows how our system works. And I think it was a real class move of Chief Simonelli when the case was over to come up and thank us for doing a good job in representing him. That's what the system is all about. The police, the district attorney, and the defense attorneys, we're all part of our American system of justice, and that's what this case has been about, is about showcasing that and about showing that even for a defendant for whom no one has any sympathy at all, he's entitled to receive a fair trial, and without prejudice to any arguments that might be raised on appeal, at this point I would say that he had a fair trial.
Thank you very much.
You're very well.
Daniel, anything?
Listen, I'm just proud to be a lawyer for all the reasons that Jim said. Sometimes we get frustrated, but we worked hard. But at the same time, we really tried to understand, you know, the sympathy of the case and the circumstances of the case, but never waver with regard to what we had to do. And the outcome is the outcome. But I've never, never been prouder to be a lawyer than I am today.